Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria in Rustenburg 21, Johannesburg 20.
Not so lucky on the roads now. Midrand N1 South, a crash before Allendale Road causing some serious slow-moving traffic. And we've got a stationary vehicle on the N3 North before the Buccleuch interchange adding to that.
AfriForum het 'n geskrewe besware teen die voorgestelde wysigings aan die wet op reguleringsowerheid vir die privaat sekuriteitsbedryf ingedien. Jacques Broodrank van AfriForum waarskei dat die voorgestelde wysigings die privaat sekuriteitssektor kan ontwapen en openbare veiligheid in gevaar kan stel. Broodrank het ook bevestig dat AfriForum 'n versoek ingedien het om duidelikheid te kry oor die impak op korrektiewe dienste.
Hierdie wysiging sal die land nie veiliger maak nie, maar gemeenskappe selfs meer blootstel. Om die sektor wat miljoene eiendomme, ondernemings, skole, hospitale en selfs staatsinstellings beskerm te ontwapen, is nie regulering nie, dis sabotasie.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank Gouverneur Lesetshe Ganyagu sê die huidige handeloorlog tussen die wêreld se twee grootste ekonomieë beteken dat onsekerheid lank sal hou. Sentrale bank gouverneurs en ministers van finansies van die G20 ontmoet in Washington. Ganyagu sê die FSA in China moet ontmoet.
The tit for tat that takes place means that we might actually not be talking to each other. That we are coming to the point where the tensions have become so elevated that even when a hand is being extended so that one country is reaching out, we might not see that hand because things had become so tense.
Verkeer op die N3 Suid in KwaZulu-Natal sal na verwagting vandag toeneem. Die N3 tolkonsessie waarsku motoriste teen veranderinge in verkeer en weer wat vertragings kan veroorsaak. Die bestuurshoof Tanya Dugra.
Highly visible law enforcement officials will be maintaining a presence all along the route and will be conducting various road safety interventions, including roadworthiness checks and driver compliance checks at strategic locations all along the N3 toll route.
En die Amerikaanse Departement van Binnelandse Sake beplan 'n versnelling van permitgoedkeurings vir fossiel brandstof en mynbouprodukte. Amerika leun swaar op fossiel brandstowwe vir energie met olie, steenkool en aardgas, wat sowat 80% van sy energiebehoeftes voorsien. Die departement sê hersienings word van 'n jaar tot 14 dae verminder. Ek is mee open our top story this hour. AfriForum submits written objection to proposed private security regulations.
I thought you said it was a slow news day, dude. This is plenty news. Wow. Hey, if you are getting in the car shortly and heading down to the coast or into the bush or whatever, because it's the long weekend number two with Freedom Day on Monday and Workers' Day on Thursday, please be safe on the roads. I want to just remind you about this, the statistic that I shocked Emil with the other day, which was, so far, the space race or humanity's attempts to get into and back out of space have yielded 20 human lives lost. We lost 6 more than that on the Easter weekend on our roads. Please be careful, but have a jol.
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop on Jacaranda FM.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born.